Amen. My God is real, for I feel Him in my soul. Praise the Lord. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Romans, chapter number 12. Romans, chapter number 12. Amen. Help of the Lord, we want to preach just a little while tonight. Try not to hold us too long. Amen. Praise the Lord. I hope you pray for this service, this message. I believe if you'll let the Lord touch you tonight, if you need a touch of God, we all need a touch of God, but that special touch of God. And then in your life, in your mind, amen. I believe that the Lord, well, I know He's able, but I believe the Lord will come down and touch us tonight. Amen. That this message is, and don't get me wrong, if we all shout and rejoice and shout the victory, that's fine. Amen. But sometimes we look for the shout and we completely miss the touch of God in our lives. Amen. And don't get me wrong. Amen. I'm not saying a shout is shallow. Amen. There's a time for all things. Amen. But if all we ever do is shout, amen, that shout becomes very shallow. Amen. And I believe that tonight that we can possibly look, amen, past just expecting. Well, Brother Sean's got a good message, and I say good, it's the Word of God, and all messages in the Word of God, as long as it's biblical and scriptural and doctrinal, amen, should be good. Amen. I don't mean that derogatory toward any other message. Amen. But we sometimes, well, he's got this message, he says it's from God, and we'll share it back and get. Amen. We got to go at it in the right motive and understand that sometimes God wants to just reach down, amen, where we are, amen, and touch our hearts and touch our minds and touch our lives. And I believe if you'll open up and let the Lord help you tonight. I told this morning, you need to be here. Amen. They're not here tonight. Amen. And of course, I made that announcement. Amen. But I believe that God knew who was going to be here tonight. And I believe that God can reach down and touch us in this service. Amen. Before we read our scripture, would you stand with me? Amen. Join hands with somebody next to you. Amen. Most of all, I need the help of the Lord. I need the anointing of God in this service tonight. And Father, I pray, God, that you would bless each and every one. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Touch our minds, God. Don't let us soul. In the name of Jesus, God, leave this house the same way they came. Oh, but help us each and every one to feel the touch of God in our lives. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Romans chapter number 12. Romans chapter number 12, verses 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. It starts off here, saying, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. To present, and we're going to get into the message. Let me just share this with you as I saw it here as we was reading. To present yourself before God, you must bring yourself into the presence of God. Yes, amen. Come on. You can't present something to someone if you're not in their presence. But to present yourself, amen, as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, amen, and not to be conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, amen. It gives a clear indication that the person that is being transformed by the renewing of his mind or her mind, amen, has to be, it is a must. They must be in the presence of God. Now, I want you to understand what I mean by that is this. Amen. We try, amen, to work things out. We try to, amen, sometimes just sit down and clear our minds. Amen. But that mind cannot be renewed within itself. Amen. The mind cannot be renewed with the power of another. Amen. But you must, I said you must bring yourself into the presence of God and allow God to gain control of that mind and his thoughts. Amen. That God, through his power, amen, can transform that life. Amen. Through the renewing of the mind. Praise God. Amen. Every person alive, saved, sinner alike, has a battle, amen, that is raging in their minds. Amen. As I said this morning, my title, with the help of God, amen, it's the battlefield of a mind. The battlefield of the mind. Amen. That battlefield, you know what a battlefield is? A battlefield is a tract of land or a place, amen, where there is constant wars, amen, that is going on. Constant battles, amen. Constant conflicts that is taking place, amen, at a certain location. Amen. Every person alive, saint and sinner alive, amen, has a battle that is raging inside of their minds. Amen. For the sinner, amen, just to mention it, we're not going to dwell over there. Amen. Whether to do right or wrong, amen, God sends conviction, amen, to deal with that sinner. Amen. And on the other hand, you have the devil. Amen. Is warring and trying to press and to say it's not worth it. Amen. As the battle rages inside of the mind of that lost soul. Amen. Whether to follow God or whether to continue in the lifestyle he is living. Amen. But on the other hand, and this is where I want to deal with this tonight. The help of God. Amen. Might not get much in. Amen. Plow on the ground tonight. Amen. But inside the mind of the child of God, amen, there is a war that is going on. Amen. First thing I believe that we need to understand, amen, about this battle that rages inside of the mind, amen, is this. Amen. There's an old saying that goes this way. Amen. An idle mind is the devil's workshop. Did you hear me? I said an idle mind is the devil's workshop. Amen. There's sometimes I tell my wife, amen, I just like when I'm under a lot of stress and I got a lot of things on my mind. Amen. There's a lot of decisions that I have to make. Amen. I just like to be left alone. Let me get in my recliner. Let me just lay down and let me just relax. Amen. I don't want to hear nobody talk to me. I don't want to talk to nobody. Switch the radio off. Just give me silence and let me think. Amen. But let me tell you something. Amen. We must beware of things like this. Now, I understand the intention is to relax. Amen. But can I tell you something? Amen. Those times, amen, where you are just meditating and you're just trying to just lay it all out on the line. Amen. You are allowing yourself to be open, amen, to the enemy to come in, amen, and to place thoughts into your mind. Come on here. You disagree with me if you won't. Amen. But I'm telling you, amen, any time, amen, you allow yourself, amen, to have your mind to be in an idle state, amen, that is when the enemy has an opportunity, amen, to talk to you and to show you things and to present things to you and to, amen, come on here, amen, to bring things into your, amen, focus, amen, that you never had time to think about before. Amen. And that is when there's confusion, and that's when fear can arise in the mind of a child of God. Amen. I understand. Don't get me wrong. I understand that concept. Amen. But we must be cautious and guard against the thoughts that the enemy would try to place inside of our minds. Amen. David said in chapter 1, verse number 2 of the book of Psalms, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law, amen, doth he meditate day and night." What does that say? Amen. Let me tell you something. Amen. Brother Roger, if I need time, amen, just to relax, amen, I don't need to be sitting there idle-minded, amen, but allow myself to be, amen, conscientious and meditate upon the goodness of God. Amen. We don't need to just sit there and say, well, look at the problem and look at the situation and come on here. Amen. Just allow our thoughts to go crazy. Amen. And be, come on here. Amen. But we need to look back, and if we're going to take
take time and to relax and say, God, I want to be found meditating upon your goodness and meditate upon your word and meditate upon what you have done in my life. And I believe that when you come out of that time of meditation with God, you'll come out and it's shouting the victory.
You take the time. Let me just take a little path here. Get back on the main road a minute. You take the time. Amen. When you sit idle and try to reason. Let me tell you something. Amen. No person really sits idle. Your mind's never really idle. It don't mean that you just ain't got no thought in the world and you just dead. Amen. What that idle state means, in my opinion, and what I mean by it, is this simple fact. When you sit there trying to relax and think things out, amen, really, amen, you are trying to resolve, you are trying to work things out, amen, in your own thoughts. Now, you may not go by them actions, amen, but you are thinking of the things that surround you, amen, in them times that you think of the things, amen, that concerns you, the things that cloud your mind, all of a sudden, amen, you are thinking upon them things, and you want to think, how am I going to deal with this, or, amen, how am I going to react to this, amen, what am I going to do in response to this? Amen. Can I tell you something though? Amen. When you come out of that, and that's all that you have dwelled upon, many times you feel the same, if not worse, than you did when you went into that thought process. Amen. But if you'll take the time, amen, to sit down and relax and say, I don't want nothing around me. I don't want nothing to be said. Just give me some time. I want to meditate on the Word of God. I want to meditate on the blessings of God. I want my mind to be filled with the thoughts of God and what He has done for me.
Let me tell you something. I can be, and I believe that if you'll just take the time, amen, to acknowledge this, amen, you can be in the deepest valley. Amen. You can be, amen, in the most, amen, difficult decision, amen, that you'll have to make. You can be, amen, at the time that you just, come on, your mind is clouded. Amen. There's a constant war raging in that mind. Amen. If you can just take the time, amen, to think of what God has done for you. Amen. Think of the blessings of God in your life. Amen. Think of where God has brought you from and where God has got you right now. Amen. Think of the time that God has healed your body, the time that the Holy Ghost has moved and encouraged and strengthened. I believe if we'll spend time, amen, letting our minds be centered, amen, around the blessings and the goodness of God, we can come out with strength in our soul and ready for another battle.
We see here, 2 Corinthians chapter number 10 and verse number 5. The Bible says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought, come on here, to the obedience of Christ. Amen. Cast down every imagination. Amen. Cast down every argument. Amen. Everything that comes through that thought process. Amen. That would try to, amen, try to deter your faith from God. Come on here. Amen. How many's ever had the thought, amen, run through your mind that would actually, amen, drag your faith down? Amen. Come on here. Amen. You ain't... You say, ain't no battlefield going on in my mind. You ain't got much of a mind. Amen. Let me tell you something. As a child of God, amen, there is a battle that is raging in our minds. Amen. It's God trying to help us and God trying to encourage us. And the enemy on the other side is trying to war. He's trying to beat down. He's trying to put fear. He's trying to put doubt. He's trying to confuse us. And we get in this midst of battle and we say, God, where are you at? Devil, where are you at? I must know the mind of God.
Come on,
everyone. I feel God helping me.
Come on.
I believe you've been there. You didn't know what was what. Because it's so clouded up in a battle. But we see Paul says, cast down every imagination, every argument, amen, that tries to exalt itself
against the, amen, God, against the mind of God. Amen. What is that saying? I'm going to tell you just what you need to do. And it's a lot easier said than done. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. Amen. When the devil tries to insert thoughts into your mind, and don't tell me he can't do it, because he can. Amen. Any time that the devil, amen, inserts that thought, amen, that would drag your faith down. Come on here. Any time that the devil, amen, will insert something, amen, that causes fear in your heart, amen, anything that will cause you to doubt or bring confusion in your life is nothing but the imagination, amen, set up by the devil trying to exalt itself again. Yes, God. And the sad thing about it is this, that the child of God, in the midst of that battle, when fear grips their heart, when confusion rages in that mind, they have the audacity to say, God, is this you or not? I'm going to tell you something. God does not place fear inside the mind of a child of God. Amen. Come on here. Amen. God uses things to get your attention. Amen. That may shake you up. Amen. But God will never, amen, place a spirit of fear. Amen. But He's come to give you a spirit of power and of a love and of a sound mind. God will never bring confusion. God is not a God of confusion. But God is a God of order. And any time that spirit of fear or any time that confusion enters that mind, you need to cast it down in the name of Jesus. I could take time and drag this into a series and deal with every little situation. Brother Davis, you're going to face things. It's going to be a battle in your mind I may never experience. Brother Letts, you're going through things I may or may not ever experience. There's no need to be dragging it, but you know the battles that you have in your mind. You know, amen, the things that, amen, that you war with and the things that you question. Amen, what we need to do is say, God, amen, when I'm backed up, amen, against the Red Sea, and I don't know if that's you telling me to go forward or if it's you telling me to go back. Amen. But this one thing I know is I can stand still and see the salvation of Kakayelam. I can stand still and see the salvation of God. Brother Sean, what are you saying? When you don't know what to do, amen, stand there and say, God, I'm not going to give in to that spirit of fear. I'm not going to give in to Kakayelam. I'm not going to give in to the confusion the enemy is placing in my mind. But I'm going to let God control this situation. I know it's hard to walk forward when there's a sea in front of you. It's actually easier to go back into Egypt when they're coming after you. But it's a lot better if you'll stand still and take hold of the promise of God and say, God, I'm not going to give in. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to let the devil try to steal my victory. Amen. Because of what he's putting in my mind and the battle that's raging. Amen. But if I have to just stand here, amen, what did Ephesians say? When you've done all this, amen, all you've done to do is stand. Stand there for it. Amen. Sometimes all you know to do is stand still. Amen. But let me tell you something. If you'll just say, God, I'm not going to give in to fear. I'm not going to give in to depression and oppression of the enemy. But God, I'm going to stand right here and you shall win the victory. In this mind of mine. The devil uses. The Bible gives us scripture reference. It says that he'll, in that day, in the last days, he's going to wear down the saints. Now I understand there's a physical battle we experience. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, some of you, amen, know what I mean. Amen. But the biggest confrontation of a child of God with the enemy is not that of the physical. Amen. But is that, Amen. In the mind. Come on here. It is that in the mind. How many times have I told you, if you'll make your mind up, amen, you can, amen, live for God. Amen. If you make your mind up, amen, this is not all there is. Amen. But God, you've got an after this. Amen. You'll go to after this and you'll have the victory. Amen. But it's taking that mind and saying, devil, I acknowledge you are trying to wear down the saints of God. You are trying to defeat the saints of God. You're trying to discourage those in the house of God with the spirit of fear. It all comes through the mind. Amen. Ephesians 10, chapter number 6, verse number 12. Amen. It's not flesh and blood we wrestle against. Amen. But it's against the, amen, rulers of darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. Let me tell you, it's not the physical, amen, we need to be concerned about in the spiritual battle we are in. Amen. It's the spiritual, amen, the wickedness, amen, of the enemy that would war and rage against the mind of a child of God. I've heard so many people come and sit down and say, Brother Sean, I want you to pray with me about this. This is what I'm facing, and this and that and the other. And I'm going to leave it in the hands of God because I don't know what to do. But before they walk out the door of my home, they're already trying to reason out what should be done, how it should take place, how God needs to answer, and it ain't going to work no other way than this. Amen. Come on here. Amen. Let me tell you what you're doing. Amen. When God has not answered, amen, when God is 4 days late and you're standing at the tomb of Lazarus, amen, you're trying to say, well, it wasn't the will of God. Amen. He's going to die. And then when God shows up, you want to say, well, he's taken. Amen. Come on here. Amen. You try to reason things out in your own mind, and God doesn't want that. God wants you to say, I know there's a battle, amen, raging inside of your mind, but if you'll just let me have the battle, I'll give you the victory. When you're trying to reason things out yourself, that's when the devil takes the time to slip in that doubt. Well, you know, he has been dead for a couple of days now, so God ain't going to heal him. When you try to take the time in your own mind to reason out how God should move, amen, that's when the devil comes in and says, well, let me help you out just a little bit. He puts fear there into that mind to say, God, are you even listening to what I'm saying? Because I have prayed and I've sought after this. I have given it to you over and over. Amen. But yet you've not answered. Amen. And all of a sudden when you start thinking in the mind thoughts of such a way as this, amen, that's the moment the devil will slip in doubt and fear. And all of a sudden you're questioning the very, amen, come on, the very authority and the very power of God to move in your life. But can I tell you what? Paul said in Philippians 4:7, in the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts in what? Did you hear me? Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and your minds. Come on here. Amen. There's something about God. Amen. Just coming down in the midst of that battle, in the midst of the dust of flying, in the midst of the cloud of oppression and depression, in the midst of the fear that is taken. Amen. Hold of that mind, and all of a sudden, amen, the peace of God, when he is given the situation, amen, God comes in and places peace in that mind. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Oh, come on here. How many has ever been in this situation before? I mean, you thought that you was literally going to go crazy. Let me see your hands. I have. Some of you have been there worse than I have. You just thought, I'm literally going to lose my mind. Amen. I was listening to him and Brother Rick Sipson, first time I'd ever heard him. Him and God really annoyed. He didn't preach the house down. Amen. Fiery and stomping and kicking and sweating. Amen. But the man was anointed by God. Amen. He said of a time that he had went through his wife. Amen. She had epilepsy, having seizures. Amen. She'd have a seizure, started off. Amen. 2 to 3 hours a night. Amen. Having a seizure. Amen. Then it moved from the grandmama seizures, is that what it's called? Granddaddy seizures, something like that. Amen. To minor seizures. And she would have it for 2 to 3 minutes. Amen. But it started off 10 times a day, 20 times a day. She wound up having them 27 times a day. Amen. Over a process of 3 years. Amen. Let me just cut the story short. He said, my wife got so bad, he said, that she literally took her head and beat it down on the kitchen floor because she thought she would lose her mind. The preacher said we wasn't far behind her. Seeing my wife and the children, seeing the mother go through such a situation as this, we literally thought we was all going to lose our minds. He said, I got to the place that I started even questioning God. I can't be saved. This would not happen to me if I was a child of God. He went on to tell the story, and I ain't going to fish it. Amen. And how God delivered and how God has moved to touch them and help them in that situation. I'm telling you, in the moments that you are the weakest, in the moments that you are the most discouraged, amen, that is when the devil would take the opportunity, amen, to slip in doubts and fears. But God has not given us a spirit of fear. And if we'll let Him have control, He'll give us power, He'll give us love and a sound mind. That's when the devil starts speaking to us. There's three times in the Word of God. There's more than three times that the devil spoke in the Word of God. Three particular times. First in the garden. What you need to realize, and I believe you do. I'm not trying to talk down to you like you don't know something I do. What you need to remember, let me put it that way, is any time the devil talks to you, amen, it's a lie. He can't tell the truth. And then when he tries to tell the truth, like he quoted the scripture to Jesus, he twisted it and fixed it, amen, so it actually helped him out. Come on here. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Let me tell you something, though. He came to the, amen, man in the garden. He came to woman. And woman is what I mean. Amen. He came to man in the garden and said, amen, tried to talk to man, amen, to lie against God. Come on. He said, if God said that, amen, if you take of this fruit that you'll die, you won't die, but you'll be like God. Amen. He lied against God. Amen. Then we see him in heaven. Amen. He's talking to God and he's lying against man. He said, if you'll take that hedge away from Job, he'll curse you. And then he got God in the wilderness. Son of man. He lied to him. And he said, if you'll bow down to me, I'll give you all that is. Every time he spoke in the Word of God. Amen. You remember the time when he got kicked out of heaven? He said, I believe it was a seven eyes. Amen. I heard him, amen, saw, amen, Tyler, where a preacher preached one time, the man who had seven eyes and could not see. Amen. Come on here. Amen. Come on here. Amen. He said, I shall exalt myself. I this and I that. But every time he spoke, it was an utter lie. We need to realize the devil is a liar. He is a father of all lies. Every time he places that doubt and that fear, that confusion into your mind, you need to just lay your shoulder back and say, I know there's a battle going on in my mind, but devil, you're a liar. I don't know what God wants for me. I don't know what He has plans for me. I don't know how He's going to move. I don't know if I got to stand here at this Red Sea and see and look at it and the Egyptians come and go. But this one thing I know is that you are a liar. Amen. The blood of Jesus is against you. I've got the victory. I've got power. I've got love. And I got a sound mind because of God. Reading in Ephesians. Ephesians were spoken for the wrestling is flesh and blood, his principalities, his powers, spiritual wickedness in high places. That scripture goes on telling us the armor that we need to have spiritually. One of those things is the helmet of salvation. Let me tell you something. One of the most important things that you will ever have as a child of God is a knowledge. I didn't say it was the most important, but one of the most important things that you can have that is the key to your victory is no matter what you face, no matter what that battle comes your way, no matter the war that is going inside of your mind, it is a knowledge of your salvation. Come on here. Amen. That knowledge. I've had some people, I've heard them say, you can't know that you're saved. Amen. I beg to differ. I can have a knowledge. I can have an assurance. Amen. I may not feel God for 1,000 miles. And I know if you sin, amen, come and repent. Amen. But we don't have to because, amen, we don't feel God right at that moment. Question our salvation. Amen. But we need to put on the helmet of salvation. Amen. When that battle is going on in that mind, devil, I'm covered by the blood. I'm covered by the blood. And God has given me the victory. And what you need to do if the devil is on your shoulder tonight, amen, talking in that ear, amen, after you kept. You tell them, devil, I'm covered in the blood. I'm covered. Oh, I've got the armor of God on. I've got the helmet of salvation. That helmet don't save me, but it signifies my knowledge of the salvation that God has delivered me. I'm covered in the blood. Battles of depression. People say, I'm just so depressed. Child of God can get depressed. I've never had a bad bout with it. I've tasted of it. Got enough I saw I didn't want no more. I've heard Brother Let's Sister Pam here talk about it. I've heard you talk about it. Hey man, let me tell you something. Child of God can face depression. Battle going on inside of that guy. But in the midst of that battle is not the time to retreat and say God's given up. Or I don't know if I'm saved or not because I'm facing this. But that's the time you need to stand your ground and say, devil, you are a liar. Amen. The blood of Jesus Christ is... Let me tell you something. Amen. If you are in sin, amen, God ain't going to talk to your mind. He's going to deal with the heart. Did you hear me? I believe that He ain't going to come and try to confuse you in your mind, but He'll prick that heart. He'll tell you, you're wrong. You need to pray. Search yourself. And I believe that when you're wrong, you'll know it if you're listening for God. But when you know you stood up right and the confusion is there, you need to say, devil, you're a liar. I'm a child of God and you cannot get the victory over me. God help us tonight. I wish you felt this like I feel it. I wish you could just see through that cloud that's in your mind, through the battle and the war raging in that mind, amen, that God can give you power and love and a sound mind. It can happen in the service. Amen, the devil's sitting there on your shoulder right now saying, it won't never happen. You prayed enough. Amen, I'm telling you, the devil's a liar. I said, the devil's a liar. You need to cast it down and say, God, amen, you're able. You know what that... In our text, we need to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Stand with me tonight. need to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You know what that word renew means? It means to reestablish after interruption. It means to give fresh life or strength to replace or to restore. I can't renew my mind after the battle. You know, at the time, I don't know what to do, Brother Mitchell. I can come to you and you can talk with me, you can pray with me, but you can't renew that mind. But if I come before God and present myself, if I come into the presence of God and say, God, there's a battle here that's raging and warring. The devil's trying to destroy me with fears and questions and doubts and depression and oppression. I'm telling you right here tonight, amen, the power of God can renew that mind. Every head bowed and every eye closed. I don't want nobody looking around. Saints are praying. No music, please, no music. Tonight you say, Brother Sean, my mind has been a constant battlefield. And my mind has been raging against the very forces of hell. I've got that helmet of salvation on. I know I'm a child of God. Amen. But I've just got things going on. I don't know if it's questions or doubts or fears. Amen. Come on now. Depression. Amen. Oppression. I don't care what it is tonight. But you say, Brother Sean, I've got a battle going on in my mind. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how this is going to work out. But I want God to give me a sound mind. Whether the victory, amen, is won completely. I just want to know that God is in control of the situation. I want you to come up here and stand in front of this church. He said, Brother Sean, there's a battle raging in my mind. I need prayer. At this time, I want you to step out and come up here for prayer. This ain't saying you're backslid. Come on. Hey, man, there's one. Somebody else. Brother Sean, I've got to have prayer. I know I'm a child of God. I've got the Holy Ghost. Hey, man, come on. If the rapture takes place, I know I'm ready. Hey, man, but there's a battle raging in my mind. Somebody else. Who can tell you? I bet you can tell you I'm a ultimate. Amen. Amen. I want to give you just a few more moments before we pray with these. Amen. Is there somebody else tonight that says, Brother Sean, I've got to have prayer? That's right. There's still some coming. Is there somebody else say, Brother Sean, I've got to have a sound mind tonight. I've got to have my mind renewed. Amen. Everybody come up here that will. And let's pray with these that have come. Oh, hallelujah.